It's Adam Crowley, Missy Matthews, and now very pleased to be joined by Mark Gorshak, Steelers scout. And I want to bring this up first thing, Mark, as you've been around in the Steelers organization, but Ralph Berlin, a longtime Steelers trainer, passed away during the night. What are some memories that you have of Ralph?
Well, first of all, his passing is heaven's gain. You know, he was 80 years old, and he died in his sleep last night, and that's probably the best way to go. Still too early. But, you know, Ralph, he started in 1968, and he retired in 1993. So you're talking about a guy who was there for an entire Chuck Noll regime in the 70s, you know, the four Super Bowls. And I started in 95, but Ralph was always around. He was still active. In fact, he went to the combine yet. He would go ahead and help out, you know, John Norwig and our medical staff with all the physicals there. And he always had, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he had a glass of bourbon, a cigar, you know, and he told stories about the 70 Steelers, you know, and then he was entrenched with all those guys. You know, him and Joe Green were best of friends. In fact, at that time period, because the scouting staff was so small, and there was no limits on how many free agents you could sign after the draft, Ralph would go out and sign free agents for us during that time period. You know, he signed Randy Grossman, for God's sakes. That's how we got him. You know, he had a real unique knack of tough love, but he built a lot of trust and relationships. So, you know, God bless him. Like I said, it's heaven's gain.
Yeah, loss to the Steelers family. And it's always the guys who end the day with the cigar and the glass of scotch who wind up living long lives, you know. So, you know, God bless him and the Steelers organization and the Steelers family there.
Yep.
All right, Gores. So we know you and the scouting department are here under the direction of GM Kevin Colbert. Take us through what you guys are doing. We don't see you a lot other than practice. I know you have meetings here. So you guys move into the dorms. You're here at training camp. What is the process for you?
We try to find and rank the best wings in Latrobe. You know,
well, so tell us where we should go tonight.
There's just so many. You know, everyone always goes Dino's and Sharky's, but Hotel Loyal, I got a fondness for it, upon.
Okay.
So people got to branch out a little bit. You know, get their act together and do a little scouting out in Latrobe because it's a great town. No, but basically what we do is we get together. And we get our schedules together. Kevin has a Bible, a football Bible, fall Bible for us, and we go through it. He has a series of articles with trends in football so that we're aware of things. And then we go through all the characteristics by position. We each have a position grade. I have running backs. So I'll address the group and tell people how I scout running backs. And someone else will have a defensive line. Danny Colbert had that. And it's a way of self-education, you know, self-educating ourselves again and reminding each other about the position. You know, sometimes when you're doing it for 22 years, such as myself, you may forget some little detail. Or there might be something trending in football with spread offenses. But we do that, and we also have four young men who are interning with us also for 10 days. We teach them how to scout, so it's a good learning process for them because they sit in our meetings, they hear how we describe a football player. How we grade tape, hard grading skill, what characteristics we look for. So it's a good educational process. It's just like, you know, when you come to football camp, first thing you teach a football player is stance. And that's basically what we're doing. We're doing our scouting stance in that aspect.
What made you want to get involved and become a scout?
I just kept trying to get out of football, for God's sakes. I coached for 16 years. I was getting burnt out. I was at Weber State out in Ogden, Utah, one AA school in Utah. Hard to believe a Pittsburgh kid went out there, you know. But
that's far.
Yeah, and I was we saved the football program from dropping in 1994. And I'm sitting in my office in the beginning of 1995. And I get a phone call from Tom Modrak wanting if I wanted to scout. And I was trying to network to get into scouting, or I was going to become an athletic director, become assistant athletic director someplace. And a longtime friend and mentor, Don Dyche from Minnesota Vikings, recommended me to the Steelers. And like a dummy, when I got offered and he wanted to interview me the next week, I told him, I said, I can't go next week. He goes, what? I go, I run a camp in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I literally ran the camp in Fairbanks, you know, in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I made a commitment, and the kids, you know, the players and all that stuff, and the coaches, and I said, can I do it the following week? And he looked at me, he goes, okay, maybe we'll just interview some other people. I'm thinking, man, I lost this job, I'm a dummy, you know, and Tom waited for me, you know, and, you know, the friends in the profession knew Tom. I started asking scouts about what I should, how the interview process would go and all that stuff. They all told me, shut up, you'll have the job by noon. And that's what happened. So I'm very fortunate in life. I thank God all the time.
The rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going back to the position groups that you guys all have different ones, do you always have the same one every year, or
No.
does it switch up?
No, we switch it all up all the time. You know, like this is the first time I have an easy group to running backs. It's pretty tough to get, you know, you know, screw up the top two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the
you
top,
got,
and the
do
top
you
fullback.
Give you the answers?
Yeah, can you help me out? Well, you sound knowledgeable because you were talking about the wide receivers and how that fifth guy's going to have to play special teams. So I think that's, you know, that's a credit to you. You know, you're.
Maybe I hang out with you too much.
Hey, a lot of people don't realize the numbers game you play. You know, it's a lonely process. You know, on game day, there's 46 people. But people don't understand that only seven offensive linemen are active. You play with five. So who's the O-line coach talk to? Two guys. You know, mm-hmm. You start looking, you're going to have four running backs. And so it's a lonely process out there. So, you know, the more people can know just the simple numbers and facts, the more educated they are.
So when you are out there watching practice and you're watching these mm-hmm. running backs, what in particular are you looking for? I mean, you know, you mentioned the top two guys. So do you almost just forget about looking at them, forget about scouting
no,
them?
No, you want to scout the top two guys because that's how you get better later on when you're making comparisons when you get to the colleges. Okay, you have a data bank in your mind of all the players you've seen throughout your career. You reach a stride of 5 and 10. I'm 22 years into this. When you see a great one and you start looking at the skills he has, the footwork, the feet, the hands, the jump cuts, things of that nature, the burst in and out of hold, the patience. And then all of a sudden you can apply that when you watch college tapes and, man, he's similar to Bell.
Mm.
He's similar, you know, that's how you have to do is make comparisons. So while I'm looking at the younger guys, I'm looking at what can they do and what can't they do. Okay, what do they do well? Everybody can be critical and point out what they can't do, but what do they do well? And good coaches make them do what they do well. You know, we're blessed having Bell, who can do everything. God, he runs routes like a wide receiver and has great hands. So,
is training camp maybe the unofficial start of the season for you guys? I know it's a little bit different.
No, it's the start.
No. This is officially the start for you, pretty much.
We're getting in shape mentally. You know, when we talk about all the players and rank them, like what we're going to do next is on Friday. We're going to sit down, and Kevin's going to ask us, you know, okay, who's the best running back down from the top to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go that by position, okay? And he'll use that and give that information to coach. Now, it's a thin slice sampling because we're only here for approximately 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, these padded practices and Friday night lights, you get a real good feel for what they can do and cannot do. So it helps coach with the decision-making process. We're part of it.
Where do you go from here?
God, I'll leave Monday.
Yeah.
Fly to Alabama, then drive to Auburn. I'll be at Auburn's scrimmage on Tuesday. And they got a ton of players, and I'll talk to the coaches and all that stuff and, you know, find out the character information about those fine men. And then board a plane, go to LSU. They got a ton of players. Stay overnight, okay? And what I'll do is I go to all my major colleges early where I don't have to study tape, where they have a volume of players. Okay, 8, 9, 10, 13 guys to look at, okay, the bigger schools. Because it takes time to go ahead and gather and all that information about, you know, talk to the strength coach, talk to the trainer, talk to the pro liaison, that's assistant coach talking to us. That's a lot of information you have to gather in that big volume. And you get a chance to study them in practice. And the coaches are a little bit more relaxed because they don't have a game plan to put together. And then after I hit those two schools up, I'm going to go to Phoenix for a pro game. Next day, hop a flight, get to LA for a pro game, then hop a flight and get to Utah and BYU, and then go into Texas for 3 days and do a pro game, and then go to Alabama, Mississippi State. So it's going to be a grueling 3 weeks for him on the road.
Mark Gorshak joining us here on Steelers Nation Radio. Adam Crowley, Missy Matthews with you. I did want to ask you about that. So you are the college scout.
Yes, I'm a college scout.
But you go to pro games as well, particularly now during the
yeah, what we do
preseason.
What we do is Kevin, Brandon Hunt, our pro coordinator, they send us out to scout the rookies. We actually create the pro baseline for the rookies, the guys who are drafted, and anybody we notice that are free agents that are good players. So we write a short report. Okay, and there'll be another scout going in there again to see, like what I do, Arizona, and I can't think who they're playing. I think it's Oakland. okay? But I'll do both sides. So it's a lot of work. They don't play till late because you got the veterans in the beginning, but you're actually starting a pro report for them. And it keeps you in tune what's in the league.
Right.
You know, because you start saying, oh, he can't play for us. Well, you know what? He's going to be in the league. You got to know about him, so it helps out the pro guys when they become available.
Right, so it's not just about a guy getting cut and you thinking, okay, we can go snatch him up. It's about this guy making another team and you then having that bank of information.
Yeah, because, you know, people do get cut places and they make other ball clubs. You know, like you start looking, you know, our ball club, we're deep at some positions. Some of these guys are going to make it either with another team or we have a slew of Canadian football scouts coming in next week when we scrimmage Detroit because they killed two birds with one stone. And those guys deserve jobs, you know. So we try to help those guys out with our back-end roster guys who are on the bubble that are good football players, get them a job. You know, it's important, you know, because, you know, they have to keep a job, and these kids want to continue chasing their dreams.
This past offseason when the Steelers signed tight end Ladarius Green, it was brought up that he was in for a pre-draft visit. He is somebody that the Steelers scouting department looked at prior to that 2012 draft.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have a guy that, you know, maybe the Steelers don't draft that you liked going in that you keep tabs on? So if there is ever an opening for X position that the Steelers need to fill, you can go to Kevin and say, hey, remember so-and-so?
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, when we're looking at futures in January and in January, basically late December, we sign guys who have camp experience that are fringe players that we like. Okay, we bring them in, we work them out. If they work out well and they check out medically, we sign them. And you know, people always go, hey, we're looking for a couple D-linemen. Go, hey, I got D-linemen. Well, I'm going to work them out. And sometimes those guys work out, sometimes they don't. You know, the biggest critical thing is to have the medical on them.
Mm.
Okay, because now you know how healthy they really are. You know, if they're at risk or whatever, you don't want to sign them. You know, it's just like going to the combine. Big purpose of that's the medical. You know, but that's, you know, we have our little favorites. There's no question about that.
I want to talk about your role in the combine in just a minute here, Mark. We don't want to take up much of your time here. But you talk about going to practice at, you know, LSU, Alabama, Auburn, those kind of schools. How much more do you learn at practice, talking to coaches, watching the players at practice, than you do from a game? I mean, I know it all goes into the evaluation, but what's it like seeing these players practice and then you go out there and you scout them at a game?
Well, when you watch the tape, it's misleading because you're just seeing the tape. You don't actually experience how physical they really are, how big they are, how really fast they really are. And when you see it in real life, it makes a mental impression. Okay? So that's why you can't do this job by tape alone. You have to go out and experience them. You know, and some of those schools are, you know, they give you carte blanche. You can go ahead and talk to them. Some schools don't. You know, but if you don't see him physically, you know, after watching the tape, like you get misled. You think this guy looks big on tape, and you see him in real life, he's small, and you're like, you need to change your opinion on him.
You mentioned Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something special you guys can get out of Friday Night Lights, that practice in particular, than the other ones that you get a chance to see?
They're fired up, they have amazing energy, and they produce, and they play harder. I think our players really look forward to that, okay? You know, it's close to a game as you can get, in my opinion, because they want to perform in front of people. And I think that's the name of the game. I think it's how your juices come out, your competitive juices, your creative juices, when people are watching you.
Mark, you have a pretty cool role now with the NFL Combine, starting the 40 times.
No, it's not.
I've never seen
Mike.
Him on TV.
Yeah, he's never on TV. You love being Mike. Come on. You got to love it.
Rich Eisen and Mayock, that knucklehead, they just can't wait for me to say something they can pounce.
That's why
on.
They mic'd you up.
Oh, God. They keep the running mic on now.
They got the ratings up. They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I'm trending.
You're trending.
What's Mike's form like on the 40? Not good, huh?
No.
Yeah, not good. Or not Mike, Rich.
Rich Eisen,
yeah.
No.
I'm sure Mike couldn't run it either, but.
Rich is starting to wear cleats now and take this stuff seriously.
He does raise money for charity.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
So he does, and it's worthwhile.
Yeah. He can take as long as he wants to finish it, as long as he's doing it for charity. He does take off that clip-on tie now to run it.
Well, you know, 2 years ago we did a skit because I kicked out the sandwich guy and an Instagram guy, okay? So this year he goes, hey, you're gonna help me with the 40? Yeah, I'm going to help you with the 40. He cut me out of everything. I just had a little glimpse for a second. And I was like, man, I waited 2 hours for a second roll, you know, just 1 second in the whole deal, you know? But hey, no, if he needs help, I'm there for him. No question about that.
The thing that we talked about before at the NFL Combine this year was that your role, I mean, you're not just starting, you're trying to help these guys too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know the importance of it for their mm-hmm. career. I mean, you're trying to help them set up. You're trying to help them with the form and everything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can't, you know, it's not your place to be critical of these kids because they're nervous. Okay, I'm nervous, for God's sakes. Everyone's watching us. Okay, they want to do well. And their peers, their family and friends are all watching them also. So you want to put them at ease. So if they make a mistake, hey, it's easy to go ahead and be positive and correct them. You don't have to be nasty to them or anything like that. And you'll get more out of them because they want to do well. Because it's a big spotlight. And it's a one-on-one spotlight. It's not like a game where you have 22 guys on the field. You know, you may miss this guy making a mistake. You know, here it's ramified because you got everything. There's a microphone there. When I stand to go ahead and watch it start to 40, sometimes I feel people and I look down, there's this guy laying at my feet, for God's sakes. It's like, hey man, could you move over a little bit and work in here? You know?
Yeah.
So.
How long have you been doing it for?
13 years, because that's all I know, because that's how long the NFL has been on TV. Combine's been on TV for the NFL Network. And every time I say, this is their 13th year doing this. And that's the first year I started, it was on TV. So you can imagine, I was scared. You know, next thing I know, they go, hey, can you wear this mic? I go, what?
just to enhance the product.
Oh.
Mark, we really appreciate it. It's always entertaining seeing you at the Combine, talking to you at the Combine. This was great, as always. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Hey, I'm happy to be here representing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And remember, it's wing night someplace in Latrobe.
We'll ask you where we should go tonight.
Hotel Loyal. Oh, is that the free commercial?
Thanks, Gorsh.
There's Mark Gorshak. Always a great time.